Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I'm so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are helping their little ones learn one of life's most precious skills, the art of appreciation. And I want to tell you something important right from the start. If your child is still learning how to give and receive compliments gracefully, you're not behind. You're right on time. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this magical phase of development. When your child is 3 or 4 years old, something wonderful is happening in their growing mind. They're beginning to understand that other people have thoughts and feelings, just like they do. Can you imagine? This is the foundation for genuine appreciation, for noticing kindness, for learning to say thank you and really mean it. Research from places like Johns Hopkins University and Harvard tells us that praise and appreciation are powerful forces in shaping how children see themselves. When children learn to notice kindness and express gratitude, they're not just being polite. They're discovering their own power to make others feel valued and loved. And when they learn to receive compliments gracefully, they're building confidence and self-worth that will carry them through their whole lives. But here's what I want you to know, and this is so important. Your child isn't going to wake up one morning and suddenly know how to do this perfectly. Learning to appreciate others and accept praise gracefully is a skill that develops over time, with your gentle guidance and lots of practice. Dr. Milna Batinova from Harvard's Making Caring Common project explains it beautifully. She says gratitude is multifaceted, but it doesn't have to be complicated. For young children, it starts with noticing. Noticing who does kind things for them. Noticing how it feels to receive something thoughtful, and then, when they're ready, expressing that appreciation in their own way. So how do we help our little ones learn this beautiful skill? The magic book whispers three gentle truths. First, we make them aware. When someone does something kind for your child, pause and help them notice it. You might say, "Grandma sent you this cozy sweater because she knew you'd need something warm for winter." Wasn't that thoughtful of her? You're not demanding a thank you. You're simply helping your child see the kindness that surrounds them. Second, we model appreciation ourselves. Children learn more from watching us than from anything we say. When your partner brings you coffee, say thank you with genuine warmth. When your child helps you with something small, let them see your face light up. "Thank you for helping me. That made my morning so much easier." They're watching, learning, absorbing how appreciation looks and feels. And third, we have open conversations about the why. Why did someone do that kind thing? How do you think it made them feel when you said thank you? These gentle questions help children connect their positive feelings to someone else's actions. That's where genuine gratitude is born. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Glowing Gratitude Grove, and it's about two friends named Leo and Mia who discover something magical. They find a grove of trees that glow softly when they feel cared for. When Leo and Mia tend to the trees with gentle hands and kind words, the whole grove sparkles with light. But here's the most beautiful part. They notice a quiet child named Sam watching from the edge of the grove, and they invite him to join them. And when Sam feels included, when he experiences that appreciation and kindness, the entire grove glows even brighter. The story shows children that appreciation creates ripples of joy that everyone can feel. After you read this story with your child, you can help them notice these moments in real life. Did you see how happy that made them feel when you said something kind? Just like the trees in the gratitude grove, you're helping them connect their kind words and actions to the joy they create in others. Let me share some gentle, practical ways you can nurture this skill in everyday moments. When your child receives a gift, instead of prompting them to say thank you right away, you might first help them notice the gift itself. Look at this beautiful book Auntie chose for you. She remembered how much you love stories about animals. Then, when they're ready, you can gently suggest, "Should we tell Auntie how much you love it?" When someone compliments your child, help them receive it gracefully by modeling acceptance. If someone says, "What a beautiful drawing," and your child looks uncertain, you might say, "Thank you. We're so proud of this artwork." You're showing them that it's okay to accept kind words with grace. Create little rituals of appreciation in your home. Maybe at dinner, everyone shares one thing they're grateful for that day. Or perhaps you have a special way of saying goodnight that includes noticing something kind that happened. These gentle practices make appreciation a natural part of your family's rhythm. And here's something the magic book taught me that I think you'll find comforting. Sometimes children go through phases where they seem to forget their manners, where thank you feels like pulling teeth. This is completely normal. They're not being rude. They're simply focused on other developmental tasks, like learning to tie their shoes or figuring out how to play with friends. During these times, keep modeling appreciation yourself. Keep gently pointing out kindness when you see it. Keep reading stories like The Glowing Gratitude Grove that show appreciation in action. The seeds you're planting are growing, even when you can't see the sprouts yet. Research tells us something else that's truly beautiful. When parents teach their children about gratitude and appreciation, something unexpected happens. The parents themselves become more grateful. The bond between parent and child deepens. You're not just teaching a skill, you're creating a culture of kindness in your home. I want you to imagine something with me. Imagine your child, a few years from now, genuinely noticing when someone does something kind for them. Imagine them saying thank you with real warmth in their voice, not because they were prompted, but because they truly feel it. Imagine them receiving a compliment with a smile, accepting it gracefully, feeling good about themselves. That future is coming, my wonderful friend. Every time you model appreciation, every time you help them notice kindness, every time you read a story that shows these values in action, you're building that future together. The magic book reminds me that children are like gardens. We plant seeds of kindness, water them with our example, give them sunshine through our encouragement, and then we trust the growing process. Some seeds sprout quickly, others take their time. But with patient, loving care, they all bloom in their own perfect timing. So if your child is still learning to say thank you without being reminded, be gentle with yourself and with them. If they're still figuring out how to accept a compliment without looking at their shoes, that's okay. They're learning. And you're teaching them beautifully, simply by caring enough to be here, learning alongside them. You can find The Glowing Gratitude Grove and many other stories that nurture appreciation and kindness in the Book of Inara app. These stories are like gentle teachers, showing children what appreciation looks like through characters they love and adventures that capture their imagination. Thank you for being here today, for caring so deeply about raising a child who notices kindness and expresses gratitude. The world needs more people like the one you're nurturing. Keep going, wonderful parent. You're doing something truly beautiful, with love and starlight, Inara.